Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men stay out of control. That's right, you heard me. I said, real men stay out of control. Now, I know what you're thinking, Dr. Joe, what in the world are you talking about? You'll find out in a few minutes, but let me ask you this question. Do you know the difference between leadership and control? I'm talking about, do you know if your leadership is helping your marriage or is it hurting your marriage? Do you know if the way you lead your wife is pleasing to God or is it just grieving God's spirit? Do you know if you're either enabling or empowering your wife? Do you know the difference? Well, Ephesians 5:25 commands us as men to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for. Now, notice that God didn't say to control our wives and to dominate or manipulate her into submission. No, God gave us this command not to control us or our wives in marriage, but rather to protect us in marriage from abusing our wives as well as hurting each other. So today and on this week in the Real Men Check-In, I'm going to share with you 5 ways to tell the difference between leading your wife and trying to control your wife. The difference between empowering your wife and enabling her so you can please God in your marriage rather than grieve him in the spirit. So let's start with the first one. If you want to know if you are leading or controlling your wife, always one, check your motives. Check your motives. Whatever it is that you want or desire your wife to do, always ask yourself, why am I asking her to do it in the first place? What I'm saying is examine your own heart. You know, in Psalm 139:23, David says to God, search me, Lord, examine my heart, test my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any offensive way in me. So is whatever it is that you're desiring from your wife, is it to glorify God? Because if it is, that's leadership. Or is it just to please yourself? Because that's being controlling. Now let's look at number two. The second thing you can do is to examine your means. Examine your means. Whatever it is you desire and want most from your wife, is it something that you're requesting or something that you're demanding? In other words, are you demanding your rights because that's being controlling? or are you asking her to do what's right? Because that's leadership. You know, James 4, 6, and 8 says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And pride demands, but humility requests. So even when I find myself personally trying to struggle between, am I leading or am I trying to control Tanya, my own wife, I recite something to myself that God gave me as a simple mantra. I call it my humility prayer. And it says, I can only make requests of Tanya. I have no rights because I walk by faith and not by sight. And if my requests to my wife are denied, then I must seek God's face. And anything he grants me is by his grace. Now, I'm going to say that again because you might need to write this down. That you could only make requests. You have no rights because we walk by faith and not by sight. And if our requests to our wives are denied, then guess what? We must seek God's face. And then anything that he grants us is by his grace. I'm hoping that makes sense. Now, here's number three. If you want to make sure you're out of the controlling zone and stay in the leadership zone, demonstrate your trust in God and in your wife. Demonstrate your trust in God and in your wife. Again, think about what you desire your wife to do. Now ask yourself, are you willing to accept and honor your wife's choice as long as it's not a sin? Because if you are willing to accept her choice, that's leadership. Or will you choose to harden your heart and be bitter towards her if you don't get what you want? Because then that's being controlling. In other words, are you okay with not getting your way? Because even God gives us choices, and then God honors the consequences of our choices. But oftentimes, we like to blame God for the consequences of our disobedience, or we expect him to clean up the mess because of our disobedience. But if God did that, then God wouldn't be love. He would be an enabler. Think about it. He gave King David a choice on that balcony before committing adultery with Bathsheba. He gave Joseph a choice when he was in Potiphar's house to fall to temptation or to flee from it. He gave Adam and Eve a choice in the garden when it came to the fruit. And he gave Jesus a choice to escape or endure the cross. See, love is always about giving the object of your love a choice to stay or walk away, to obey or disobey. And even God was okay with not getting his way in the moment because he knew the end. And since we don't know the end, we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to trust God with the end of our spouses? Choices. Now here's number four. If you want to make sure that you are exercising leadership and not being controlling, exercise your integrity. And what I mean by exercise integrity, are you willing to lead your wife by your example? Because that's leadership. Would you be willing to do what you're asking your wife to do in that situation? That's leadership. One of my best friends, John, once told me, he said, love is saying, I'll go first. In other words, are you willing to be the first to forgive? Are you willing to be the first to confess, repent? Are you willing to be the first to humble yourself, serve, support, or even sacrifice? Because that's leadership. And last but certainly not least, here's the fifth thing that you can do. Set healthy boundaries if you want to stay out of controlling and stay in leadership. I mentioned on a previous Real Men Check-In, I told you that boundaries are simply honor rules that you plan to live by and allow to govern your behavior towards another person if they choose to ignore or violate those boundaries or those rules. So are you setting boundaries in your marriage? And are those boundaries being set out of love, because that's leadership, or are you setting boundaries out of fear? That's being controlling. You know, in 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul tells us that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and self-control. Are you giving fear ultimatums to your wife to protect yourself? Because that's control. Or are you setting healthy boundaries to protect you, her, and your relationship? That's leadership. Now, if you're confused about setting boundaries or knowing the difference between a healthy one and an unhealthy one, please go back and listen to the episode, Are You Being Taken Advantage Of? But know this, that God called us as husbands and fathers to lead our families, not control them. Because real men stay out of control, but remain and lead in Christ. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And to make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I always like sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And here's another one. I love this one. He actually gave his name, and his name is Jason Watson. Now, I'm hoping that's his name, but this is what he wrote. He says, this podcast has really blessed me. I've been divorced for a year after a 17-year-long relationship. doing this downtime, I want to become the type of person that the person I'm looking for is looking for. I want to become the type of man God has called me to be, and this podcast is helping me get there. Thank you, Dr. Joe. And thank you, Jason, for that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it, man. And guys, you know, I pick these things at random, so who knows? If you submit a podcast review to us, who knows? I may actually read it on the air as well. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the top-rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men connect, and most importantly, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.